Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us is Alconiasco County Conservation Officer Andrew Beebe. How are you today, Andrew?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you back on the program as we continue our series of interviews with you. Always enjoyable. And today we're going to talk about something I'm sure a lot of people are going to be interested in. We're going to talk about game management and the connection to forestry. You've got some interesting tidbits for us on that, don't you?
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty appropriate topic,
yeah.
Being the tail end of rifle season. Well, I guess the real end now, and still in the midst of other hunting seasons. But I think a lot of times when people think about forestry in general, they think about cutting trees down, and
sure,
that's oftentimes the case. But then I think a lot of people end up with the thought that cutting trees down is inherently bad for wildlife. And while at times it can be not the greatest, it definitely serves a big purpose in game management. Deer, probably the most common game species in this state and maybe even across the country, really rely on young forests, and one of the best ways to create young forests is by logging and by sustainable timber harvesting.
Okay.
So there's a number of timber types that through logging practices you can really encourage deer habitat. Aspen is probably the easiest example of that. You create a young aspen stand by clear-cutting it. You have lots of winter browse, which is probably the most important factor in a deer's life, and many other game animals, just because we have really difficult cold winters up here, and having enough caloric intake available during the winter is oftentimes what is the limiting factor that either makes it or breaks it for that animal. If they don't have enough food to eat during the winter, then they're going to starve and ultimately freeze to death in the woods, unfortunately for them. But aside from creating food, aspen clear cuts and just dense forest thickets also create great places for deer to bed, great places for deer to hide. It's going to bring in more deer to your property because they're going to feel safer having that edge between an open area and a really dense thicket. They're going to just basically have the reassurance that if a predator comes and threatens them, they're going to easily be able to run into those thick areas and escape.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something they really look for.
Yeah.
And then just harvesting to create a lot of diversity in your forest. If you have 80 acres of, say, all even-aged oak, meaning that all the trees are, it's probably your typical, what people think of as a really pretty forest. You have lots of nice tall trees. You can see through it nicely, and pretty much everything is close to the same size. Then that's great, but having a little bit more diversity in your forest can just offer more habitats and call in a lot more different game species and non-game species alike.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense there. Now, you mentioned a number there with 80 acres. Are we talking about any kind of specific amount of acres? I mean, kind of a discussion is open to somebody who might just even have just a couple of acres, right?
Oh, yeah. There's always something you can do.
Right.
I mean, with the more acres you have, the more there is to work with, and especially when you're talking about trying to make improvements by doing some sort of logging, then if you have a couple acres, it's going to be pretty difficult to get any logger in there,
sure,
mostly because it's just really expensive to move that equipment around, and it's not worth their while. So,
right.
But even if that's the case, even if you have a couple acres, there's a lot of stuff you can do yourself with a chainsaw to improve with, just managing invasive species, underplanting different species, all kinds of stuff. I mean, even if you have just a couple acres with, say, a bunch of red maple on it, you can actually fell some of those red maples, so you would perform what's called a hinge cut. You just kind of pretty much halfway cut the tree down and let it fall down so it's cut on one side and still connected to the stump on the other side, and that tree is actually still alive, so it'll in turn have all the branches will essentially turn into new trees, and they'll just be growing off of that,
oh, wow,
that log, and you'll have a much denser area, say, that you were trying to promote for a thicket for,
sure,
deer to bed in so that they can feel safe in there, and just have a lot of leaves to eat. That way you have basically you make the whole top of the tree, that whole canopy that would otherwise be way out of reach for deer, you make it available because now it's pretty close to the ground and creates a lot more food and a lot more cover.
Yeah, I know. Now, all these ideas are sensible ideas, and I know we kind of went through them pretty quickly here. Now, Andrew, if they want more information about how to diversify their property or how to remove some so that, you know, even if you're a hunter, you can make it more accessible to deer and that, how would they get some more information from you on this?
Well, the best way would be to contact me either by giving me a call or shooting me an email. You can check out our website, which is elkonaconservation.org. You can just give me a call directly. My work cell line is 989-335-1056. And my email is also available on the website, but It's andrew.bb@macd.org.
All right, and I know periodically you guys do presentations and you know meetings and that to give people who own a lot of forested property a chance to learn more about what they can do with that property. And we always like to keep up to date with you and to talk more about what's happening. And I think you're right. This is one of those topics that are going to interest a lot of people, whether they're hunters or not hunters, with what they can do with their forest property.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And, you know, yeah, exactly like you said, if you're hunters or you're not hunters, most people like to see wildlife out there, and there's almost always something you can do to improve your property for wildlife.
Yeah. Very good. He is the Conservation District Officer for Alcona and Iosco County, Andrew Beebe. And Andrew, we appreciate your time today, and we hope to talk to you again in the near future here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.